Next, it was on to Paris, where we managed to get separated on the metro. I stepped off the train, but he was stuck. And we didn't have a hotel yet. So for the next few hours, as if we were in a bad slapstick comedy, we kept missing each other. It didn't help that I knew not one word of the French language. Finally, by a stroke of dumb luck, we managed to stumble into each other. By the time we got to the cheapest digs we could find, I had an overwhelming need to use the bathroom. But there wasn't one in the room or on the floor. We had a sink, and an apparatus that looked like a toilet without a seat, and that had hot and cold running water and a metal stopper in the drain. We stared at it. "What the hell is that?" I wondered. The manager came up to assist us in our search for the bathroom, or water closet, or WC, or whatever the hell they called the place where they did their business. Cliff spoke French, but no matter how he put it, the guy just kept pointing to this contraption that looked like a sink that hadn't grown up. "That can't be it," I cried. He said, "That's it." And so Cliff left the room as I squatted over what I would learn later is known as a bidet, a device used to bathe one's genitals. Despite having graduated third in my class, I had to travel all the way to Paris to learn one of life's most important lessons. One doesn't shit in the bidet because one has to clean it up. It's an awful introduction to the city of love. When we left the hotel to sightsee, we passed the open door of a real bathroom on the floor just below ours. And any doubts I'd had about the French disliking us were confirmed.